Latest of the very many European countries feeling the effects of this summer's extreme weather is Portugal, where 1,400 people at least have been forced to flee a wildfire that's burnt thousands of hectares in the Odmira region in the south of the country. That blaze started just on Saturday. The Algarve is now on high alert for fire there, as are many areas in and around that particular region. Portugal reporting its hottest temperature yesterday in more than 20 years, 46.4 degrees. Well, we're joined on the line from Lisbon by journalist Alison Roberts. Alison, this huge fire, how are the emergency services coping?
Well, overnight, there were hundreds of firefighters in action. Officials say that they did manage to bring the perimeter of the fire under control, but there were at least a couple of points which were still very critical. In other words, that the fire could break out again. In fact, although it started in the municipality of Odmira on Saturday, it's since spread and is now reaching just into the northern parts of the Algarve, in fact, well away from the coast where most of the tourist resorts are. But actually, it's an area which nowadays does get quite a few tourists. And among the 1,400 people who were removed from residences yesterday were indeed some tourists. And I'm just seeing that today, this morning, in Monchique, which is already in the Algarve, there were around 18 people who were, again, removed from their homes, including one tourist accommodation unit. So there are areas where also not just the locals, but the tourists are being affected. And meanwhile, in the rest of the country, particularly in the north and central interior, where temperatures are even higher, today there are many, many municipalities at maximum risk of fire, 120 at maximum risk, and then another 120 either at high or very high risk of fire.
So how concerned are people in Portugal that this is now a new normal?
Well, actually, the fires so far this year hadn't been as bad as in some previous years. Indeed, the very high temperatures you were talking about there in the southern Mediterranean, Portugal escaped most of that. But in the last few days, we have been seeing them. So just in the first few days of August, as many hectares of forest and brush have burned as in the whole of the year previously. Yes, this is something that we've seen repeatedly in Portugal in particular. And with the conditions worsening, higher temperatures being more regular across the southern Europe, yes, Portugal will be still more affected. That's almost certain.
Alison Roberts bringing us that report from Lisbon. Thank you indeed.